You are listening to WQED's Voice of the Arts podcast. I'm Emily Bruner, and today we have two members from the Academy String Quartet. We have Warren Davidson here, and we also have Jory Butler-Geyer. Hi.
Hi, good Hello. To be here.
Awesome. So we're here to talk about your upcoming concert, April 21st. It's this Sunday at 7:30 at the Allegheny Church. It's one of many concerts that you guys have coming up and have done, so that's very exciting. So what is this concert going to be? What are you guys performing?
This concert is titled Dances and Madrigals, and it's quite a, I would say, quite an interesting program with pieces ranging from a composer that is still alive with us. We have a duet by Lara Auerbach, played by the other two members of our quartet, Leah Gevelber and Cecilia Kaufman. We have a string quartet, Chestnut, which is Mendelssohn's quartet in E-flat, Opus 12, which is personally one of my favorites on the program. And then we also have a Haydn string quartet, Opus 64, I think. And then what Warren and I just performed in the studio, actually, we are doing Boleslav Martinu's Three Madrigals for Violin and Viola, which is a little known piece, but is very, it's quite a technical showcase for both violin and viola. So if you want to hear both of us play at the very highs and lows and everything in between of our instrument, you should definitely come just for that.
Yeah, and when I was listening to it as you guys were playing the Three Madrigals, it's definitely very technically challenging. There's a lot of different rhythms. You guys play all over your instruments. It's hard.
It's hard, but it's very rewarding. It's like doing a really, really demanding workout at the gym. Like, you feel exhausted after, but like, whew, the results, so worth it.
Yeah. It's a very attractive piece. Martinu lived in the first half of the 20th century, Czech composer, although he lived most of his adult life in France and the U.S. And he has a very personal musical language, but it's very accessible. The harmonies are a little unusual, but it's easy for the listener to follow and understand.
Yeah.
Yes, and the piece has three movements, and each movement is very distinct in its color, tempo, character. We hope that you won't be bored listening to it, and if you are, we clearly have not done our jobs.
Oh no, no one will be bored.
Yeah, it's a very fast-paced piece. All three movements are. I don't think there's really a slow.
Well, the middle movement is on the slow side, and quite spooky.
Thank you. And this is your last concert at Allegheny Church for now.
Yes.
It's the last of our season of Academy concerts at Allegheny Church. Allegheny Church, if you're not familiar with it, is on the north side. Mm-hmm. It's at 416 West North Avenue. It's a beautiful older place. It was built in 1905. It's got gorgeous stained glass windows. And it's a relatively small church. So it's a very, like, friendly, comfortable place to play, and the acoustic is terrific. Mm. Four-string quartet.
Oh, very lovely. And what else is coming up after this concert? You got a couple more, like two, three more?
Well, not at Allegheny Church.
Not at Allegheny Church.
Academy concerts at St. Stephen, which is in the South Hills, will have a trio concert there, and the same trio program in Greensburg. Mm. At the Greensburg Garden and Civic Center. Those are late May. Okay. And there's one more at Central Presbyterian in Tarentum. Mm. That's on the 28th, and that's the Gypsy Strings. George Bocci is a gypsy violinist who lives here in Pittsburgh, and he has a group, and they'll be playing at 4 o'clock in the afternoon in Tarentum, Central Presbyterian, on the 28th.
Very fun. And Jory, you mentioned that the Mendelssohn was your favorite out of all the ones that you guys are playing for this concert. Why is it your favorite?
I think that this is going to be such an odd, I'm so glad you asked this question, but it's going to be a bit of an odd answer. But my parents are two trumpet players, and for years they played in a brass quintet called the Eastman Brass Quintet. And their horn player at the time, Vern Reynolds, who was the former professor of horn at the Eastman School of Music, who's no longer with us, he was a fantastic composer and an arranger of music. And so he arranged this string quartet, the Mendelssohn Opus 12 in E-flat, for brass quintet. And I grew up listening to my parents play this piece, and it translates so well to brass instruments. I mean, you would think a piece that's technically demanding, like, how could all these chords, all these strange melodies, all the things that string players can do, how can this translate to brass instruments? But it works so well, and I think that's just a testament to Mendelssohn's genius. And I mean, obviously, we hope that you would want to hear it in the original, some would say superior format of a string quartet. It's just so lovely to play with my colleagues. It's so much fun. Me personally, as a first violinist, I really get to sing out more than usual in this movement. Every single movement has so many little gems that I treasure to play, and I really look forward to every movement. There's none that I'm afraid of. There's beautiful things in all of them.
The first violin part, the first violinist gets to be like the vocal soloist and also the hero of the quartet. It's very dramatic.
Mm, it sounds very dramatic. And that's so cool that it has like a family tie for you.
Yeah.
Ooh, coming back home. And how did you guys put together this program? You chose from different kind of time periods too.
Yeah, well, that's part of what we were trying to do, is to create a program that has some coherence but a lot of variety. Mm. So we're not only music from different periods, but also it's not string quartet all the time. You know, there are two big pieces that are string quartets and two pieces that are just two players, the Martinu for violin and viola and the Auerbach for violin and cello. So they're constantly changing the atmosphere for your ears.
The Academy Quartet has always placed an emphasis, especially on the string quartets of Joseph Haydn. And even though I've only been with the group for a short time, we've always had at least a Haydn quartet on the program for every one of our seasons. So I think that's kind of the staple. You'll have the Haydn quartet as a cornerstone, and then everything else, I mean, is something hopefully new to explore and new to listen to, and some a new composer to fall in love with. Or obviously, if you've heard, you've already heard the works of Mendelssohn or Martinu, something new from their catalog that you can discover and say, oh my gosh, I can't believe they did that. That's amazing. I love this.
And definitely different sounds, different pieces that you'll hear that are very different from each other.
Yes.
Always helps with the listening. Yeah. Well, is there anything else you guys want to talk about your concert this Sunday?
Yes. It's at 7:30. It's at Allegheny Church, 416 West North Avenue, 15212, north side. There are lots of opportunities to get a good meal beforehand on the north side. Mm-hmm. And we will have cookies and other delights at intermission.
Ooh. Because not only are we fabulous chamber musicians, we also are bakers. And by we, I mean Warren and myself. Sorry, Leah and Cecilia. But
what are you guys baking?
I'll be making lemon cookies, what I call triple lemon cookies. So they have lemon juice and lemon zest and lemon oil.
Ooh.
It has to be fresh. I'm making blueberry white chocolate blondies.
Ooh.
So yum. If you can't come for the Mendelssohn, at least come for the baked goods. Come on now.
Oh my gosh.
What do you got to lose?
Nothing at all. Except maybe my appetite for dinner later. Well, that sounds wonderful. And is this a free concert?
No. Okay. There are advanced tickets available, and you can find Academy Concerts on Facebook and get that link. The advanced tickets are $15. Mm-hmm. At the door, $20. But we always have a pay-what-you-can option. Mm. So if 20 is too much, we're very happy to see you there, whatever you can afford. Mm. We want you to hear the music.
Yeah, want to make music accessible.
The combination of a beautiful space like Allegheny Church, beautiful music, and, I mean, all the beautiful people that we have met as part of our Academy Quartet audience, and obviously the treats. I mean, if you are looking for something to enrich your spirit on a Friday night, this Sunday. Oh my gosh, not Friday. This Sunday night at 7:30, please join us. It would be our pleasure to play for you.
Mm. Well, good luck, and I hope it goes really, really well. Warren and Jory, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Thank you, Emily.